Revelation Files, a group of drunken bastards join forces to play Dungeons & Dragons. Inspired by boredom and equipped with loose morals and a questionable understanding of the rules, our heroes venture forth to explore strange new lands. So gather up your dice, your manuals, and your qualahoons, and join us on a quest to make absolute fools of ourselves! This is Butched, a D&D podcast.
Previously on
Butched. So the group decided to make this wonderful plan and split the party up in two different directions. I know for me, myself, me and Swamp Pie, the old Milton, we didn't do that great. I did, but Milton, he got eaten in halves and was crying. He was crying because he realized that there is no god except for the old god that bit him in half. And as we were doing that, the other two were...
Well, we have come up with this plan to summon old Cthulhu Man's brother, cousin, and they wrestled and stuff, so we murdered some people, and we did a really good job. Honestly,
we did our job.
Yeah, we did the best job. We was good boys.
But I missed my Swamp Pie so much that I had to restart the world again.
And all our hard work and murder was for naught.
No, you got good practice.
I guess
getting
so.
The information?
We can do it better the second time.
We're going to have... We'll have advantage.
All right, welcome back, listeners, to the 45th episode of our fourth season. Thanks for tuning in again. Oh, wait, it's the
200th episode!
Oh,
yeah. I'm not happy.
So we're going to do something really special. The same thing we always do.
Fuck it up as best as we can!
Pew! So, pew, pew. As we left off last time, the group has awoken back in their beds after resetting the timeline yet again. So they are back to day one.
How's everything look around here? Does it look normal?
I mean, the same it did
so
every time
no
you reset the timeline.
No consequences to starting the timeline.
I mean, down in the basement, everything looks the same.
Okay, I go upstairs.
Go upstairs. There's no church anymore.
It's a Denny's.
Yeah. I was going to say it's a Dunkin'
Oh, God.
It's a Taco Bell. You emerge from the bathroom.
There is no God. There is only bleach.
Crunchwrap Supreme.
I was going to say, like, pancake buffet.
Ooh.
Moons over my
at
hand.
A taco deli?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, where else would you have a pancake buffet? So before, you seem to recall it being like sunny outside and everything seemed fine. It looks kind of dark outside, as if it's going to rain, but not like it did the first time you went through this whole song and dance and it was 3 days later where lightning was crashing. It's just a little dark and cloudy outside.
Is Sassy Pig still alive?
Open the door to the
back. I opened the back door.
Huh. And you open it to yet again the goose has eviscerated Sassy Pig.
And close the door.
Okay.
Is that your goal? Is to send us back far enough to save
so
Sassy Pig?
What? Why would an orphan boy that only
like
loves everything I love dies? So I'm trying to save my only true friend in this world, Sassy Pig.
This is like the dumbest remake of Terminator.
What's that?
That's the butterfly effect.
Oh,
because he looks kind of like a Italian Ashton Kutcher.
I don't know how to take that.
Ashton Kutcher's not Italian?
Phil, what we're saying is get a haircut.
I don't want him. I like it. And I'm balding, so I want to keep it.
Gotta put it over the spot.
Well, I still have it.
Just cut it and glue it onto that spot. Boom. Problem solved.
It's not just in the back anymore. It's everywhere.
Oh, no.
My ass
you
is
are
bald.
Not going to look good.
Yeah, it's
bald.
The only place I still have hair.
It's
all
sticks.
My pubes fell out. I think
what,
I have.
What are you, like 12?
I have cancer.
No, he's got Benjamin Button's disease.
Late stage alopecia.
Pubic alopecia.
Oh, no.
Just pubic alopecia.
And it keeps
smooth.
Coming off in Dennis's bed. I don't know what's going on.
God damn it.
That's I rip him out.
So prickly.
One by one.
Not even gently placed on the bed.
While he's
I was
sleeping.
Imagining clumps, but
no,
one by one?
I get randied, so I don't feel anything anymore.
How do you... If you're randied, how do you have, like, the stable enough hands?
Randy's hands are more stable than Phillip's.
Oh, Jesus,
do you
Phil,
not remember
you
Randy?
Look like you'd get
I'm not
a
living
bunch
well
of little
right
shake
now.
Weights.
Well, I think the clear
decision we have to make is, how do we stop a fish?
You hear a knock on the door, by the way, of the church.
The front door or the back door?
Back door. You think the goose was knocking on the door? Like, hey, come back and look at what I did.
Honk, honk, honk on the door, baby.
You glance over, and the goose just has the head of the pig in the window.
It's he like, don't honk. Have fingers. He can't doesn't. Lift things.
No. Hey, it's me. Just a guy in a goose suit.
Haven't you seen the Aflac commercials? That? I mean, that's a duck, but still, principal holds.
No,
a 30-ounce
bird
cannot lift.
Completely different bird.
Yeah. I go to the front door. Is there a male slot?
No.
Is there a female slot?
No.
Okay. Is there one of those holes that you can move it and, like, peek out?
No. Because it's a church.
I open the door slowly.
Okay. There seems to be a small child holding a pizza.
Oh, I slammed the door shut. No!
Oh, yes. That is mine. Son, I say, son, that pizza has come to me. It is mine. It is my own. It is precious to me.
I open the door and I invite the
boy.
Were you born to it? Molded by it? By the time you have tasted of the calzone, you're already a man.
Yes.
So you invite the kid in?
Yep.
So he walks on in. Do a perception check.
It better not be pepperoni.
Straight pineapple.
Just pineapples.
Now there's we no got all that ham either. In the back.
Or cheese. It's just...
It's just a pineapple in a box.
No, I was thinking pizza dough with diced up dry pineapples.
I got a 22.
14.
So you notice this pizza box has the words Joe Corby's written on it.
Mm.
But the boy has all these, like, carvings in his face of that symbol that you saw around town before. So it looks like he just, like, carved whatever symbols they were. There's, like, one on each cheek and on his forehead.
Hey, I think this is a member of the Insane Clown Posse.
He's like, I brought your pizza back. Can I have my money?
Yes, you may have your money.
First, can you tell me how magnets work?
I am child. I don't understand how magnets work.
I am child.
I am child.
It's not. It's an ICP that's robot.
I am child.
Fago.
Does not compute.
What kind of pizza is it?
So he opens it up, and it looks like it's a Supreme pizza. But all the toppings are shaped into that symbol that's on everything.
I know if I ask.
The symbol, in case anyone forgets, is a circle with three, kind of looks like question marks, and then some, like, Riddler. Lines around it.
Not Nyarlathotep.
It's Riddler.
It's our boy. It's our boy, the yellow king.
Ed Nygma.
The slender king?
Ed Nygma. The slender king.
So I obviously, if I ask him about these symbols, he's not going to remember anything.
What are you talking about? The pizza came this way.
But your face is all fucked
up. I cut myself.
Shaving?
Falling? I fell in the alley.
Falling on what?
It's dangerous. Glass, probably. I don't remember. It's dangerous out there for a homeless kid.
And also, have you been
pizzas?
Noticing any time skips recently? Because I think I ordered this in another timeline. But here you are at the beginning of another day.
No,
he's an alcoholic. And oh. He has a lot of missing times.
Oh, okay. So, my dad before he died.
What'd he die from?
Alcohol.
Oh, that's why it's illegal.
Yeah. Well, no. Mom took the alcohol bottle and beat him to death with it.
Oh,
yeah.
Because he was drunk.
But technically, the alcohol killed him.
That's true.
I believe it was the glass.
Yeah, I think if it was empty, he might have been okay.
The weight of the water? The weight of the liquid?
Well, I mean, technically, she could have beaten him half to death and then drowned him with the booze inside the bottle.
Is that what happened, little boy?
No, she beat him to death. She hit him in the head until he stopped moving.
Way to yes and that, little boy.
So are you an orphan now, or?
No, my mom's still alive. We live
you
in...
You just said... Oh, I'm sorry.
He's not an orphan. He's just homeless.
Yeah, he's homeless.
I'm homeless.
But sometimes do you maybe wish you were an orphan?
What difference would that make?
He's trying to be your new
dad. I wouldn't have a parent then.
We have a long history of adopting orphan childs here.
I'm okay. I like my murdering mama.
Especially ones with such skills as pizza delivery as you.
Well, I'm sorry. Am I not fulfilling enough for you? Swamp pie?
Now, son, I say, you did not bring me a nice, clean piece of pizza.
No, like, it's not nice my boy. Goddamn job to bring you pizza. I brought you back to life. Is that not good enough for you, Milton?
I was kind of enjoying the rapture as it was happening, but...
Oh, Milton, I need you to roll me a sanity check, by the way.
Do I need to do one as well?
No, from dying, yeah.
Also, I do believe that Milton wants to gather a new orphan because... technically, I believe that you have adopted us.
Yeah, that's true.
You didn't really have a choice.
We kind of showed up after you had completed the adoption process.
That's true.
Which seems to involve stabbing your mother.
What?
Well, I'm not sure. What?
Natural causes.
Natural causes.
You gain 12 sanity.
I don't know what that makes my total.
You are at...
Sounds like dentist work.
54. So you're 6 away from something else.
Sounds like dentist work. Mama.
So yeah, so you're a little mentally meh, after dying and coming back to life.
I had forgotten that I had died until you reminded me. I hope the rapture comes soon.
So do we want to...
So I'm just going to...
pizza, yes.
I'm just going to go now.
All right.
No.
So
no,
long.
Where's my money? I was offered money.
Goodbye.
The priest at the insane asylum.
Hold on,
didn't
you give him a medallion for this pizza?
Yes, where's my medallion, son?
All must have fallen off.
Well, so I guess the money fell off somewhere too, then.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The money's with the medallion.
Did you look inside the medallion?
No.
Well, you can either look outside this church or look down this barrel of this gun and get the fuck out of here.
So he just turns and leaves.
That's right. We don't need no more orphans here.
I'm not an orphan!
You will be.
No, we could have used him.
We gotta eat this pizza while it's still hot and clean,
you
boys.
You can still get him. He's right outside the door.
We'd only have to get 5 more people if we took that kid.
The pizza is hot.
I don't know what you two are talking about.
That's a good plan there, Dynamite. I mean, we should just snag this child. Hey, we're gonna need to gather 5 different people and murder them. Because while you guys fucked up and ended existence... And
we did everything exactly right.
Because we are going to summon an elder being.
Is he friendly?
He's got
probably, probably not, but, you know, we just wanted him to beat the shit out of an old god.
We just want
give him
the
noogie. He
doesn't have to be friendly towards us. We just want him to be unfriendly towards Cthulhu.
Yeah, yeah, like, what would piss him off more? Us tiny, mortal, fleshy beings? Or that fish fucker.
Or his brother.
Though Cthulhu hasn't popped out yet.
How are we
yet,
supposed
so.
To know if he's a just and loving God like our Lord?
Oh, he's
Jesus
definitely
Christ.
Not that.
Summon well. Jesus Christ to fight Cthulhu.
Yeah, he's going
to
turn the other cheek and get raped by him.
And a whole lot of prostitutes. It's weird.
That's a lot of prostitutes.
So isn't
that's how we will defeat the almighty Cthulhu, by drowning him in pussy.
The oldest profession.
And no list.
Yeah.
Ha! Now you've got syphilis.
It was actually, yeah. It's,
he goes
it's so,
crazy from the fucking syphilis.
No! It's so old that even the old gods had hookers.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. He goes completely mad, buys some khakis, gets a bank job.
Yogg-Sothoth or some shit. Like, yeah. Just like, hey, you like what you see?
Okay, so hold on. I open up the door. No, I was kidding. I got your monies in here. Come here.
Turns around, comes back in.
Okay, no, you see that box up there under steps?
You mean the donation place?
Yeah.
It's full of cash.
That's where we hide our... Nobody thinks to look there because nobody comes to this church, so it's full of monies. That's where we keep some monies.
So he just wanders
past you. I close the door and I lock it.
Okay. Yeah, he didn't notice.
Yeah, no.
So yeah, so he just wanders on down the aisle.
Can't look at glancing.
Slowly, so you have a little while before he realizes there's
money in there.
Is there money in there?
It's where Covert kept all his monies.
I can't tell you he's wrong.
I feel like Covert had a lot of money, didn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he had all the monies.
Like $94.
There's $105 in the donation plate.
Oh, someone added.
This is the priest before he left.
I better put a little bit in
my pocket change for later. Save
now,
these nickels.
Boys, I have a plan here.
I think that we keep on trying to rescue the priest, but that son of a bitch never has any information that's useful to us.
Yeah,
so I say, and his body is clearly not necessary to the ritual for summoning the Dagon fish monster man, so whether or not he's there is just a trap for us to go show up. So I think we should ignore that, let him die, and if it turns out we were supposed to rescue him, we can always reset it and try again.
Now,
but we should go on with a different plan this time.
Now, hold on. Are you only saying that because you totally ruined it last time?
Now, I think those fish people's on to us. Maybe he's remembering some, because every time we go there, they seem to be a little smarter, as though the world around us is learning from our antics. It is controlled by one all-powerful being who...
Jesus Christ.
...is not Jesus Christ.
Oh!
Well, I think we should
Who is
do...
it, fucking Yahweh?
No, it's probably Jah.
Osiris?
Rule?
Jah Rule.
Jah Rule.
Praise be to Jah Rule.
God,
no, it's Florida.
Florida man.
I like...
Well, Florida. But
Florida.
Florida.
Oh, praise Jah Rule.
Praise be the prophet. Post Malone.
Jah Rule is just Tom Waits for rap.
All right. So, so
I think we should do these guys' plans because they seem to get a little bit better job.
Yeah. So while you guys were done fucking up, we were going to summon the brother cousin of Cthulhu, bro.
Yeah. No. I. You better.
I'm gonna wrestle.
Wrestle this little boy here and take his own.
Oh, we don't need
prize
him.
Possession.
We don't need to wrestle him.
His
we
life.
Just, we need to gather.
Need to we
other
need to
individuals.
Beguile them.
Do we need to get all of them?
We need all of them. We need all six of them.
Do you remember?
We'll slit their throats.
What you gotta catch them all, brother.
Yeah, and so it's
male, and female,
male and female,
young, middle, and old.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
You got
a male young.
Pizza real fast.
Yeah, eat your pizza. I'm gonna go into the back and get that.
Well, it's still hot and clean.
One of those empty potato sacks that the priest kept having behind the church, because he's an Irish priest.
It is no.
Well,
there's no potato sacks.
Yeah, he put them all
because the famine
together.
sack famine.
They didn't have potatoes for the sacks.
No, they didn't have the sacks for the potatoes. That's why they.
That's
went
why they
all,
went.
All
they just
bad.
Went bad.
Yeah, that's how the game of hot potato originated. We're out of sacks, but so we cooked the potatoes and we just tossed them to each other down the line.
Okay, so I guess I'll just knock this little boy out.
Okay, roll, just attack with advantage as you sneak up behind him and club him in the back of the head.
A 15.
Yeah, it's gonna hit him.
What's the non-lethal?
I'm just gonna say you knock him out. He's
yeah.
a child.
Yeah, he's a child.
Down he goes.
Got him in the soft spot.
Well, he's a child in a church, so
sure.
that's normal.
Uses the offering plate
like a sackless pile of potatoes.
Oh, I don't like that.
Well, we don't have any sacks.
Yeah, who does?
Not Ireland.
How tall is this boy? How old is he?
Well, he looks to be about 9 years old.
Okay, so he's 5 feet tall.
He's 7 foot tall.
He's going to say around three to four.
So where do we want to do this? Do we want to do it here?
Well, last time we just took him around the back of the church, which I'm sure the priest would not be happy with.
Well, he's going to be
dead
anyway.
He ain't here, is he?
He ain't.
You did it last time with him watching.
Oh, yeah. That's right. And he still
was
like, he wasn't happy with it then either.
No. He said, don't do it in the church.
Father Pius?
Yeah, we didn't do it in the church.
Yeah, we did it around back.
Yeah, you had rescued
him.
Well,
he ain't here, so you could probably do it in the church now. Well, there's not a prying eye or nothing, so.
Except for
I
the
say
eye
we
of
move
God.
These pews out of the way.
Pubes?
Yes.
One by one. Dink. On Montana's bed.
Dink.
All right, I'll clear some space out.
Where? Inside the church?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are we doing it inside the church this time?
Yeah, why not?
Well, church is already kind of fucked up looking because it got ransacked by the fish people.
We might as well murder six people in it.
So you have to draw the summoning circle,
yep.
Put the people at the corresponding locations.
Memory check. Do I know how to do that? I certainly do.
Yep.
It's like it happened yesterday.
Could we draw it and then maybe put a cloth over top of it so that they can't see they's on it?
I feel like your method for...
How did you guys trick them last time?
We beguiled them with Bradley's magic.
Bradley's charisma.
Yeah. Swamp magic.
He looked at him like he looks at a gator.
Mm. He told them, come back here for more magic tricks, but wear this blindfold and ignore all the noises you hear of the...
And they did.
And they stood there.
They fucking did.
Nothing of it.
They're dumb. New Yorkers.
They're like, what's that noise?
They don't damn city folk.
They don't have the wits of the swamp.
Swamp wit. Okay. So, yeah, you got one down, five to go.
Okay, let's do a montage of everyone getting somebody to bring back.
I'll go find an old person.
So when you walk outside...
You might as well find an old couple. They usually go in twos.
When you walk outside, I need you all to do another perception check for me.
I have done perceived with a 19.
21.
21 as well. I'm only good at perception checks, not pizza eating.
Pizzaception checks?
I'm assuming he's walking and eating the pizza at the same time. Yeah. So.
Nah.
It's not even cut. He's just like folded it.
Yeah,
folded.
He keeps folding
in half and then in half.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He's just eating
so
it from the bottom.
Yeah, Brooklyn style.
It's one slice.
Yeah. You all notice when you go outside that those symbols are everywhere, but also people have them all over their faces and like bodies, like arms, whatnot. You also see people hanging from light posts, telephone poles. Mm.
Their hands?
By their necks.
Oh, that hand.
Yeah. But hey, people are walking down the street as if nothing is amiss. Even cops. Just,
hey, Tedward, maybe this time, if the world ends, maybe just let it. Because if this is how the world's going to be when we fix it, if it gets worse.
Don't you want to see how wild it can get?
Oh, I absolutely do.
Come on, Swamp
you
Brother.
You also see... So remember how those cylinders in the insane asylum, they had like a purplish pinkish light to them? And you could see when you were in the building like very subtle light coming into the windows. Now you can very much see that light just sort of going across the sky towards where you're pretty sure the insane asylum is.
Hmm.
Where before you could not see it. But now you definitely see it.
So that's new.
It looks like the people that are hanging have the symbol of like Cthulhu or other old... Or
but
elder beings.
Everyone
like,
seems happy.
Carved into their like faces and chests. Everyone, cool. No, that seems happy. They just seem like everyday normal stuff,
okay,
like no big
I
deal.
Mean, if
don't even see
cool
it.
It.
They just sidestep the bodies that are hanging. Like, okay, whatever. Do.
Are you implying, voice and head, that everyday normal people aren't happy?
Yes. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Well, okay,
it's New
then.
York. It's the Great Depression. You can't drink legally. Everybody's depressed.
I'm having a pretty good time.
Yeah, no, I enjoyed the company.
Except for swamp wizards.
Swamp magician.
That's because we're the real monsters. All right, let's go find us some people to kill. All right, so brother cousin, you said you're going to go find an old person?
Mm-hmm.
You might as well, like I said, go for a couple. They're in tandem. You can find them at like a diner.
Or a park.
Yeah, do me
a diner check.
A park?
A park.
Park?
I don't make
like
fun of
trees?
The way you talk.
I got it.
What do you mean? I don't talk weird.
I'm going to say you wander around for about 5 to 10 minutes, and you finally spot like an older, you're pretty sure homeless couple wandering down the street.
Hey, y'all, I got some pizza if you come pray at my church.
What? Pizza?
Yeah, pizza and sweet tea
I haven't eaten in 3 days.
Well, come with me. I got the good news for you.
Oh, Eustace, we've been saved.
And then they go with him, completely trusting of a man
pizza
with
and
pizza.
Sweet tea.
He's the Pied Pizza Piper.
He's the Pizza Pie Piper.
Yeah, that's better.
What are the rest of you looking for?
I guess a little girl.
I'm glad that you said that one, because that would have been a very uncomfortable statement for either of us adult men.
Yep.
It's still kind of weird for you.
The last time you time traveled, you saw two kids carving symbols.
Yep, Kevin.
Yeah.
And
what was her
Malone. Kevina.
I forget, but the girl, you see her pretty close to the same alleyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
I forget her name. But she remembered me.
Yeah.
Hello, little girl.
Oh, no. What do you want, Edward?
Oh, you sound great today. How you doing?
Great. Grand wonderful. What do you want?
Are you hungry?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, me and my friends were trying to have...
I'm allergic to pizza.
I got a gluten allergy, and dairy makes me upset.
It's none of the specific ingredients in the pizza. It's just the pizza itself.
All put together, it's poison.
Yeah. It could be a cauliflower crust.
Sure. Well, she has that Gary Coleman issue, so she looks like a little girl, but she's actually a 30-year-old.
Well, then
woman.
That doesn't work for me.
You're right. Yeah, you see, you are 30. The one that made this Laura for this little girl.
That's
so
true, I did.
You have to.
Okay, well then I want to find a different girl. Okay. And one that's not such a a bitch.
Do a perception check for me.
How's a 14?
As you are about to walk past said quote unquote little girl, you notice down the alleyway. The air has, like, this weird little shimmery distortion in it, almost like you were looking at water, sort of rippling around a little bit. It's very, you'd say it's probably about the size of a basketball or so. It seems like it moves a little bit in different directions, but not really touching anything.
What do
just
I
saying
think
you
it
notice
is?
That. You have absolutely no idea. But I'm just saying you notice it.
Could I do, like, a old god cult ex-cultist check?
Sure.
Religion?
Sure.
There is no God. I got a 10.
You have no idea
what it
is.
There's no God. Okay.
You don't recall it being talked about in any of your religious texts.
Okay.
Trainings.
Well, can I find an actual little girl now?
Yeah, you see one like a block away.
Okay. Hey!
Huh? What?
Oh, it's all right. I didn't mean to scare
She's
you.
She's walking with her parents.
Oh! I could probably get all three of them. And then everyone will be happy.
What do you want, little boy?
I need your help.
What do you need? Laddie?
My pet got cut, and I don't know how.
What?
I'm frantic. My pet got. Somebody cut.
Somebody cut your pet.
Somebody cut him.
He got into a knife fight.
Yeah. No, he was just sitting there. I go, and then somebody came up and they cut him twice. I need your help. I need all your helps.
Your pet got prison shanked?
Yup.
Oh my.
Oh, crit 20.
Oh my.
Mark it down.
Yup.
You have a luck point.
That's okay. I'm the immediately. I'm the luckiest little orphan with the cutest little butt.
Yeah, they're like, oh.
You gotta come my way. I'm sorry. I'm a little frantic because I've never seen blood before. Well, so much blood.
Okay.
And I just. Do you have. I just need your helps.
Sure. Jezebel, stay with her. I'll go with him.
I need all of you. I need all
what?
Of you.
Why do you need three of us
because
to
the
take
more,
care of your cut dog or whatever it is?
The more.
They don't need
hands,
to see that.
The more hands there, the better.
What?
I really need your help. I'm going to rerun. I'm going to use my luck point to reroll that.
Okay.
What do you want? Charisma? Do you want persuasion?
Persuasion.
Intimidation?
Probably persuasion. I mean, what dealer's choice of whatever you're trying to do.
I'm just trying to get a higher number, that's all.
Sure.
How was a 14?
No.
Okay.
No, that's fine. They're good where they are.
That's fine. All right.
They're very...
Are you a vet?
No.
Oh, okay.
But neither are they, so it's fine.
Well, yeah, I know. Women can't serve in the army, and she's too young.
Boy. Just let's go...
Don't walk. No, it's this way. Don't walk the other way.
Sure, let's go.
Okay.
God damn
well.
It. Better be a pizza in this for me. No.
Oh, do you want some?
No.
It's got blood on it, but it's still edible. You'll have to wrestle a
cat with a razor blade. That's what cut my dog.
Oh. You had a cut dog, too?
Yeah.
Man.
Got murdered by a cat. Wow. Had a switchblade and everything.
That's a cool cat. Stray cats, man. You got to watch out for
them. You do.
Mine was killed by a goose. Okay, let's go.
He's just walking with you like, what am I getting into?
I'm dressed as
he
four.
He turns and looks back towards his family like, I may never see them again.
No, you're probably
this child
right.
is leading me to my death.
No, come on, sir. Okay, it's right inside this church.
Why was your animal cut inside
a
church?
I don't live here. Is that what you imply?
No, I'm implying why did your animal get cut in the church?
I brought him here hoping that they would have...
Is this a veterinarian hospital? Looks like a church.
Yep.
Sacrificial circle.
Yep.
I got a 19.
Shit. I'm panicked. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm sorry.
All right. Is he in the back or something?
Yeah, no. You have to go in and then through the back door.
You're not coming with me?
No, I'm coming with you.
All right. Lead on.
Yep, I do.
Okay, so you lead him into the church.
Anyone else in here with me?
Not yet. Well... Milton and two old people eating pizza.
Hey, Milton!
Yes,
he's here to look at Sassy Pig.
Oh,
I'm not sure that's such a great idea. The knife fight's been a bit rough for her.
I was told that there was an animal injured that needed a medical attention or something?
You might be able to stitch it back up. It's beyond my remedy, though. I am a famous doctor from
Wait,
the South, but...
so you have a doctor here who
He's couldn't... a human doctor!
I'm not an animal doctor!
He drinks. His hands aren't as steady as they used to be.
Would you like some sweet tea?
And he's got some missing time.
I would love sweet tea. Is it actual sweet tea, or is it that swill that they serve up here in the north?
Nah, I'm from the swamp in Mississippi, and this is real
swamp tea.
I'm a sleight of hand, a little morphine in it.
Okay.
Got an 18. Why are you rolling so many dice?
I gotta roll his stat for perception.
Meets beats, so he doesn't notice it.
Good. Gulp up now.
Yes. And he just drinks it quickly. How long would that take to kick in? Long enough
I
to
don't
go.
Know. I'm not sure I want that in my search history.
How long does it take morphine to kick in?
Well, I mean, it's ingested.
Okay.
Morphine ingested.
If someone unknowingly drinks morphine, how long will it take before it takes effect?
The FBI kicks in
injection
the door.
Injection is immediately. Morphine oral. Here we go. Uses.
Let's get some morphine oral after the show.
Gonna squirt.
Take it with ways to decrease nausea.
I would think it would take as much as like alcohol.
Yeah, okay. So he's like, all right.
10, 15 minutes? I don't know.
Okay. All right, lead me towards the injured piggy.
Is the back fenced off?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay.
How'd you know it was a pig?
He just said it was a pig.
No, I don't listen to him anymore.
He said sassy pig.
Oh.
I mean, unless you call your dog sassy pig.
That's what I call my wife.
Oh. Okay. You're a little young to be married.
You know how old I am.
Arranged marriages, I suppose, or a thing.
Do you see that mustache he's got? And that hammer?
Why does he have a hammer?
Winged boots.
Yes, why are you dressed like a small Norwegian person?
Are you racist towards Norwegians?
No, you just have a cape and you're wearing like little furry underwear and you have a hammer.
I don't know you well enough to answer those questions. Well,
it's just, your mother was Norwegian.
What?
I was brought here from Norway. And my mother died on the boat, and I don't know who my daddy was, so they put me in an orphanage, and these are the only things I have left to remember my sweet, sweet mom.
A hammer, a cape, and a underwear?
Oh, I'm sorry, do you not understand? Have you been to Norway?
It is the traditional family gift to the son in Norway, firstborn.
No, I've never been myself to Norway.
Well, maybe you should, culture yourself a little more.
Can you show me where the goddamn pig is so I can get out of this
I'm
weird,
to stall
weird
so this
church?
Fucking morphine kicks in. What's with your clothes?
I dress like a normal person in New York.
Oh wow, you kind of look like a slob.
Did you say the pig was in the
what
back, sir,
do?
With the sweet tea?
Where is the pig? It's usually where we're having breakfast.
Yeah, out back under picnic blanket.
So the.
He turns his back to me?
Yeah.
How tall is he?
Like 6 feet?
How tall am I?
Like 3 feet?
Yeah, not
3 feet.
3 feet?
Danny is 3 feet.
How about
how
four?
How old are you?
4'10"? 10.
4'10"? You're 4'10".
I'll take that height.
No, I mean, how old are you?
I'm 10.
It's like 4.5 feet, maybe?
Yeah, 4'10".
That's not half.
4'6".
I don't do math puzzles.
You can reach.
Why don't you fucking knock him out? Or I can knock him out. Could I?
You knock him out. I'm not a strength.
If you jump, you can hit him in the back.
I'm gonna jump and try to hit him.
Okay.
The old people are gonna see this.
Yeah.
Now they're eating pizza.
They have to stare right at it. No, I already said they're in the same room as you guys. You didn't take him to another room. You let him. What'd you get?
20.
Yeah, you crack him in the back of the skull, and the old people are like, "What? Why would you hit that?"
He was a murderer.
What?
We lured him here. I said. Yeah, eat that pizza before it's being dirty. It's still hot and clean right now. That man was a murderer.
I got a 19 and a 16.
What skill is this?
Deception.
which is, of course...
Charisma. Mm.
Do I have any luck points?
Let's look. I don't think you do, but you might. You don't. And while he tries to do that, we're going to take a break.
Hello, listeners. This is Dennis, the world's most okayest DM, here to talk to you about patreon.com/botchpodcast. You can find levels ranging all the way from $1 all the way up to $50. Our $50 bi-weekly playable game still has 2 slots available. This will probably be the only other bi-weekly game that we run, so if you want in on that, I would get in while the getting's good. Also, the other bi-weekly game we do live on Twitch every other Friday, somewhere around 6 o'clock. That's over at twitch.tv/botchedpodcast. You can also find me doing stuff for Season 5, so if you want to get in on the planning process, head on over to twitch.tv/worldsmostokayestdm. Check that out. I also do cooking shows. You can find Phil over at twitch.tv/imaginarynomad, Tristan at twitch.tv/chonkydong, and you can find some of us sharing some ideas and whatnot over at twitch.tv/gstumedia. So go check that stuff out, and if you get the time, head over to patreon.com/botchpodcast. Thanks.
Damn, we're back. Okay. Meanwhile...
Hey, Dynamite, you see that conveniently located, middle-aged woman and young girl that Tedward just walked away from?
Yeah, I do.
We should probably bring them inside this church and kill them.
Sounds like a good idea.
I mean, they say that it seems perfect. Because Tedward only got an adult human male. Man? I'm not sure.
Male man.
Male man. And my brother cousin rounded himself up a couple of elderly homeless people. A
couple of olds, yeah.
Yeah. The decrepit lack, and we already have a boy, so
all we need is this woman and her child,
female child, who, if she were to make it to adulthood, would be a woman.
But
however,
she's not gonna make it.
That's not it's not in the cards.
Has he pulled
an ace out of your sleeve or something?
That sounds like a gambit line.
Probably.
Not in the cards.
Take a card. This specific card. Alright, so how do you want to do this? Magic again? Or
I mean that
we can just be honest with them, like, hey, we need to save the universe and we're going to kill you.
People don't like the truth.
Alright.
Come back with
unpopular.
Us.
We're going to save the world.
With magic.
With magic, that's nice.
With
that's
the
good,
power of magic.
That's a good twist, because we will be doing magic. However, it's not going to be the fun kind that they want to be a part of. We're like, I pull a bunny out of a hat. It's more like
their guts out of their stomachs.
Well, no, really, well, it's more like pulling the blood from their arteries.
In their neck,
so it pools into a magic circle and fills it with their life essence, and then we summon an elder being and hopefully convince him to be not an asshole to us.
Is this the plot of Pacific Rim? It sounds like this is how Pacific Rim went.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Our idea was that we would have a giant monster battle in the ocean.
What's that?
Giant robots are not yet a thing.
It's true.
Okay, go get that girl.
All right.
Go get that woman.
Do you want to approach them first, or should I? I mean, I'm wearing a coat that has rat tails on it. I feel like maybe I should not be the first one.
You can trust me.
I'm very...
Hi! Hey, I'm here to show you magic.
Zip.
Yeah, I'll approach
him. I want to make it disappear.
Puppetry of the penis.
That's right.
Yeah.
Look at me, I'm a helicopter.
That answers the questions for me. One knock for yes, 2 knocks for no.
All right, so who's going up to these 2 ladies?
I'm going up to them.
Okay. They see you approach.
Hello?
Good afternoon, ladies.
Hi.
Wonderful day we're having, isn't it?
It kind of looks like rain.
Yes, it does look kind of like rain, but you know what would put a smile on your face?
Oh, boy.
A magic trick.
This sounds...
You gotta roll for that.
Creepy.
Oh, you just wait.
This sounds amazing.
My friend here can perform dazzling magic tricks to confuse and befuddle, beguile and charm.
This is true.
Can we? This
is true.
It is known.
Okay. Like what?
All right. Be amazed by.
What am I
the
doing?
The Magnificent Ratto.
What's your right. stage name?
Apparently it's the Magnificent Ratto. I forgot my buck teeth rat mask. I've got enough tails on my coat to make up for it. Well, what do you want to see first?
Rat fuck the Magnificent.
I mean, I don't know what tricks you do.
It's not no. tricks.
Ratto.
Tricks are things that are turned in truck stop bathrooms.
Okay.
I perform.
I don't know what magical feats you can do.
I perform miracles.
Oh, miracles. That's amazing.
Here, tie me up.
Oh, God. Ooh, what's this?
Roll for it. Come on.
Tie this up.
I got
around the neck. Come on, make it tight.
Got all this kink safe rope and handcuffs for a reason.
I'm not super comfortable with tying
up. Don't worry, he'll be completely fine.
Why don't you have your assistant do it?
Persuasion of
assistant.
A 17.
I mean, you came up to us. I assume you're his like.
No, he's my pimp.
All right, I'll do it.
So she, you give her a rope or something?
I hand her the bale of kink safe rope that I have.
Okay.
And handcuffs.
Okay.
And also a ball gag.
Okay.
And zip ties.
All right, this is a
just
lot.
Go crazy with it.
Okay.
I do just make it so I can't do anything.
She puts the handcuffs
well,
on
you. You can
do
anything to me. I won't be able to stop you.
Puts the ball gag in your mouth to stop all
show
the things you're
I,
saying.
Show how I talk to you. It's just all
ties
I'm
up.
Going.
Puts the zip ties on. Ties the rope
so
around.
Good.
Now make sure it's as tight as you can possibly make it. There's no way he can escape from this rope.
It's not. She's not super strong. So
well, she's a
it's
child.
Just, it's the older woman.
Listen, you kind of suck. I'm sorry. Hi, listen, you kind of suck at this.
I don't know what you want from me.
Tying
I'll
ability would be a start.
I'll make what? It tighter.
Sorry,
you got,
go to
we got
not
some
school.
Chains. We got some chains.
Yeah.
Ratto.
Fucking, I don't know. Maybe. I don't really have an extensive inventory list.
That's a 19 to tighten his ropes.
Yeah, you tighten them a lot, almost cutting the circulation off in his hands.
Oh, sugar. All right, so the amazing Ratto or Ratfuck the Magnificent, whatever you want to call me, Whisker Bitch, I don't know.
Just going to call you Mr.
Behold!
Mr.
And I
Whisker.
Escape from the restraints.
Just
wow, that is impressive.
I know. No one can tie me down.
I'm okay.
Except maybe you.
Nope.
Wait, we
I'm
just
married.
Found out.
I'm married.
No, you can't.
Good.
Not because you're married, but because your ability to tie knots is garbage.
Not great.
And you're all not right. a crocodile.
And you ain't a gator. I can see the life in your eyes, and therefore I'm no longer interested. However, behold, and I teleport right behind them.
What? Where'd he go?
I'm right behind you.
That's a little startling.
Now look at me again.
Okay.
Look at me.
I'm looking.
Look at me.
She looks uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah. Check this out. And I teleport behind her again.
Where'd he go?
I'm right behind
you.
Oh, my
God! Stop doing that. That's amazing, though. It's just a little creepy.
Now, you know, I was thinking that, Tedward.
She pulls out a coin purse.
Hey, I don't do this for money.
Oh. Well, okay.
I do this.
Bye.
No.
No. Oh.
We're not done yet.
Oh.
Now, this next trick will amaze you. For I have your husband.
What? Oh, Jesus. He was helping a small child with an injured
pet.
That was me.
You were the injured pet? You don't look cut?
No, I was the child.
What?
Magic. This is all a part of the trick. Haven't you seen those David Blaine videos?
That's amazing!
From the early 2000s?
Amazing!
I know. Now watch as I float into the church. Follow me.
Okay.
Look at him go. You better follow him to see his next miracle.
This is all part of the trick.
Follow you into the church. So they both see two old people eating pizza, an unconscious child on the ground, and then an unconscious husband on the ground.
Oh, I was coming up behind them.
Okay. I'm just saying they glance at it. They see it when they first walk into the church.
Shut the door.
Lock it. Okay.
All right, so now we have the requisite amount of people for the magic ritual.
Magic ritual?
To take us all to Disneyland.
What?
The place that will become known as Disneyland. After the 40s.
I was going to say, I don't know what Disneyland
is. Okay, never mind. We're all going to go to Paris.
What?
Yeah. Haven't you always wanted to go to France?
I mean, yes, but I don't...
We could all smoke cigarettes and have spindly mustaches and drink wine.
I don't need a spindly
baguettes.
Mustache.
Chocolate croissants.
But she starts walking towards where her husband's laying on the ground to, like, check on him.
Oh, he had a seizure.
He's high on drugs.
He had a seizure?
Yeah, because he took too much morphine.
Oh, deception.
Well, she obviously sees Tedworth.
Oh, my God, he had another seizure.
He got like a 20-something.
Fine. She got a 5.
That's worse
than
my plus.
So she's checking him out, like flips him over, and she's like caressing his face, and she's like, oh, honey. And the little girl's just kind of standing there like, I don't know what's going on.
Okay, so listen to Rado the Magnificent real quick.
Wait.
I thought he was you and you were he.
That is correct.
We are the same
what?
Person.
He's a wonderful puppeteer.
What?
We
are
the
same body.
Roll deception.
What is that?
22.
Wow!
I got a 16.
I got a 6. Wow, that's amazing.
Yep. So, set up your magic trick now.
Okay, so I'm going to need everyone to put on a blindfold for the teleportation to Paris.
I think my husband needs medical attention. He had a seizure.
No, it's fine.
It's okay, I'm a doctor, madam.
Yeah, he's a doctor. My brother cousin there is a doctor.
Then why are you eating pizza and not helping my husband?
It's all a part of...
I'm not eating pizza. That man is, and his wife.
It's all a part of the procedure.
What?
I'm on break.
OSHA has mandated this time for him to rest.
Okay. So she helps her husband get to a spot on this... Well, like, where are you having her put them?
I mean,
are you
could...
removing the tarp and then showing there's now a circle?
No.
We gotta blindfold them first.
They have to be blindfolded.
Oh, that's right. Okay. So you blindfold them.
So otherwise they're gonna see what we're gonna do to them.
Sure.
Which is magic!
Okay.
Murder is magic.
Spellcraft!
Okay. So you blindfold each of them.
Yeah. Put them in the right place.
The old people are like, I don't really want to go to Paris. I've already been there once.
Fine. Where do you want to go? You want to see Kiev?
Oh, I'm
Japan.
Sorry.
You want to go to Japan?
Yes.
You've heard of Japan?
Yes.
You're a homeless person. Okay, you know what?
I'm homeless now. Yeah. I wasn't homeless.
Where were you before?
In a home.
Where was that?
Japan.
We're in Japan. Kyoto?
Nagasaki?
I was going to say Tsushima. Which
what?
Is the
bless
island
you.
Between
God bless you,
the bottom of Japan and the Korean Peninsula.
I don't know what anybody
Nagasaki.
It's Tsushima.
God bless you.
But God bless you.
Tsushima.
God bless you.
Japan.
You need to see a doctor, son, for your allergies.
I'm allergic to your attitude.
I don't have an attitude.
Y'all send you to,
I just want to, go to Japan.
China.
Yeah, China's fine. It's close enough.
How do you feel about Hong Kong?
I'm pretty okay with it.
You're feeling all right?
He sort of like leans away from
it. It's mostly the ladies there that I like.
It's mostly the lady boys, is my guess.
Is that
it's not the Philippines.
They got them there too.
No, that's where you
they
go.
They also got
that.
A lot of opium.
Yeah.
They do have
I
a
know
lot
what,
of opium.
I know where the Philippines are.
But I'm clean. We're not from Asian women.
Opium. You're not clean. I can smell you from here.
I can that's smell your track marks.
I can smell the opium in your blood.
No, you don't. No.
You're slow in your words.
All right, fine. So I will send these 4 individuals to Paris, and you two can go back to Japan.
Oh, Jesus.
Where apparently you lived for a time, in your extensive life that has a lot of history and knowledge.
Wait, so you can send us to different places in the same circle?
Yeah.
Swamp magic.
Wow.
Don't worry about it. Just put the blindfold on and stand right here.
Okay. Just keep eating. Can I keep eating the pizza?
That's totally
pizza.
Fine.
Okay.
In fact, it will help with the ritual.
Oh, lubrication.
Yeah.
The movement.
I was going to say it adds a little more flavor for the Elder God to taste of their blood, but, you know, that's fine.
Supreme.
Supreme indeed.
Okay.
Murder supreme.
So they all put on the blindfolds, and you just lead them into the spots that they're supposed to be in?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Well, now we're going to hear some weird things here for a second. But don't you worry. You keep that blindfold on. Old man, you keep eating that pizza. Uh-huh. Good, good. And, you know, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. We're about to go to Paris and Japan.
Yes, that sounds wonderful.
Hey, Dynamite, are there, like, words? I forget. Do I have to say anything before we do this?
There is a sort of, yeah, there are words that one person's supposed to speak while the other one is.
You have that written down? It seems to have smudged on my arm.
I'm sure I wrote it down, too.
It's in one of your books.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's written down in one of my books.
All right, well, you say the words, and we'll, you know, do the thing, you know?
The flip jab.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Flip jab.
Read the words, Montana.
So Montana starts uttering these elder speech sayings. Sure.
Here comes the sun. Doot-doot-doo. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's all right. Slip.
Perception check.
Everyone?
Yeah. While you're slitting.
13. 20.
Write it down.
God damn it. You and your fucking...
12.
Here comes
14.
The blood. Doo-doo-doo.
So you slice three. Are you helping Milton to slice
throats?
I
suppose so. This is what we're supposed to be doing.
Isn't he against bad things?
Well, the world outside is sweet, so everybody's evil now.
Okay. So,
these are all Babylonians.
Sure.
Yes.
So yeah, you slice three throats, you hear a knocking on the door, and,
Nope.
Who locked the door of my own goddamn church?
Now, Father Pius is going to be so upset.
Hurry, let's finish this before he gets in here.
Hey, who's in there? I hear talking.
I slid another throat.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, so you slice...
Slide a hand of 24.
Sure you do.
None to remove the throat.
You don't slice it, you just rip the whole thing out.
I do
out.
The thing where it's like, I got your nose, but it's like, I got your whole throat.
I got your larynx.
I got your trachea.
Yeah, so they all bleed into the middle of the circle. The blood coalesces and starts to move around the symbols that are drawn on the ground.
I go and let Father Pierce in.
He opens the door. What the fuck are
hey,
you doing?
Hey, man.
He's all busted up and bloodied.
You don't look good.
No, I got this shit meat out of me by a bunch of fish people.
Well, and maybe you should be
wait,
better at
hold
fight
up, club. Hold up. They let him go this time?
No, they didn't let me go.
What, you fought your way out like
no,
Rambo?
No.
Some goose let me go.
No, some people with, like, symbols on their faces or something showed up, and they fought off the fish people, and the fish people ran. They let me go, and I just wandered home. You see all this fucking crazy stuff outside?
Yeah, it's mostly our doing.
They've got there's people hanging from the light.
Yeah,
what are you guys doing in
just
here?
Just hold on real quick.
We're about to summon the guy whose symbol is everywhere.
What?
Yeah.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Well, he's going to fight the other guy whose symbol is everywhere.
Well, I don't think that's how this
it's
works.
It's like Godzilla versus King Kong.
So the symbol gets more, so the blood is moving around the circle itself and moving towards the center as Father Beer starts to freak out.
Is this how gangs in New York
and
starts?
It gets,
that doesn't look like anything to me.
It gets to the middle of the circle and the bloody rune, I suppose you could call it, starts to light up and coalesce and the ground starts to shake. And he's like,
Hey, we're doing this.
I feel like this is a bad idea,
this
guys.
This is a great idea.
Tedward?
Yeah?
Maybe you and I should drive to the insane asylum in case this is a bad idea.
Now, the last time we did that, you fucked up and got eaten.
So the light...
Yeah, but Tedward can reset.
I could fly there in 10 minutes if we need to.
The light gets brighter and brighter.
With what, your wings?
Brighter in the room to the point where it's almost blinding. And then it's... Nothing happens.
Well, that was great, guys. Thanks for murdering a bunch of people in
my
church.
Wait, give it a
Hold
minute.
On.
Give it a minute.
It needs to warm up.
It's getting colder. They're dead.
I'm
and
out.
The pizza.
Not
probably
the pizza,
cold.
I mean, pizza.
It's mostly been touched and manhandled by a couple of homeless people that used to live in Japan, but now they don't live anywhere.
You got their whole backstory before you killed them?
Well, yeah.
Jesus.
Oh, shit, I forgot to name them.
Well, we're waiting. Don't see an old guy popping up anywhere.
Well, maybe he's, like, shapeless. Should we name him?
Father Beers?
I don't think we're allowed to name him, but maybe he won't answer unless we... what does that say in the book right there?
Okay, I'll start going to the insane asylum.
Father Beers slowly approaches the circle, and he's just like,
wait a second. You tried to summon Haster? Do you not see his symbol all over the goddamn town?
Oh, yeah, I thought that was his calling card, being like, hey, fucking text me.
Yeah, the more of that there is... the stronger he is.
All right.
Yeah, and we use him to fight Cthulhu.
Yeah.
Do you see Cthulhu?
And Dagon.
No, he's just going to murder everything.
And Yarlathotep in the dream world. He's our big chonky dongus.
Oh, my God. Do another perception check for me.
It's going to turn out that Father Beerth was Haster this whole time.
13.
18. 20. Mark it down.
You notice that the church door kind of explodes a bit. A little bit.
Just a little?
Just one of it. Just kind of falls apart. And there's like this weird swirling ball of...
Oh, I know what that is.
Yeah, it looks like a distortion in the air itself as it's sort of moving down the aisle a little bit.
And Swamp Daddy.
Then it kind of stops. And then sort
Swamp
of...
Swamp Daddy.
Coming out of said ball of whatever is this... It kind of has the overall shape of a dog, but...
A new hand touches the beacon.
It's very bony. It's got...
Warrior needs food badly.
Scales, it looks like, and like very elongated limbs as it sort of crawls out of this hole in space-time.
The womb of space-time?
Sure.
Is it our chicken?
And it sort of looks around a bit and then makes this weird sniffing noise and then just makes this low guttural roar. Montana Jackson, do me a history check. Or intelligence.
How's a 25?
You're pretty sure this is a hound of Tyndalos, which are hounds that hunt down people who time travel and murder them.
Maybe I won't name it.
You should name it.
I'm going to name... Hey! Hey, you got a name there, brother? Because if you don't, I think I got one for you.
And another, like, three pop out.
Oh, that's not good.
Gary. Larry. Barry.
Barry.
And William.
Okay.
Wait, is there four now?
Yeah, because one came out and then
for everybody?
Three more
came out.
One
for everyone.
Yep.
Hey, so, I'm... Gary... Obviously, you're the leader of your compatriots.
He's the alpha dogs.
Maybe they don't use that dichotomy of like one is in charge. Maybe it's a collective.
It's not a pack.
They could be like a hive mind.
I doubt it.
But you're the reason that they're here.
Oh, hold on now. That's technically the truth. Technically, but maybe they just want to talk. Maybe we'll get off with a warning.
Gary, Larry, Barry, and William, would you guys like to speak with us about something?
Didn't you guys hear what I told you about these things?
Yeah, they hunt down fucking time travelers or some shit.
Yeah.
And murder them.
Yeah, no, I heard you.
Space-time.
I missed that one.
Well, no, I didn't. But, you know, maybe we get off with a warning.
And as the hounds look like they're about to attack, that's where we're going to call it. So thanks so much for tuning in again. Check us out next time.
You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Spotify, and Twitch at Botch Podcast. This episode of Botch was brought to you by the Patreon producers, His Lord and Majesty, Big Jim, Zukari, He Who, Steve the Nut, Chronic Ejaculation, Skinner, Chris Wisdom, Stiggy, Lousy Apples, Daniel H., and SparkleBrony69. If you have the monies, we would like it. Give it to us! Over at patreon.com/botchpodcast, like our newest patron, Daniel H. He's back, and he's a wonderful EP.
Yeah.
Also, if you want to support the show, you can head on over to botchpodcast.com/store. We have a bunch of new items up there for sale. And if you have the moment, head on over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review, like our newest 5-star.
Give me my free Patreon episodes. 5 stars by Exploding Mr. Potato Head Baby. November 25th, 2019.
We're a little late.
Late.
Haven't recorded.
I'm back, baby, with a new review for a new season. These folks are absolutely hilarious.
absolutely hilarious. These folks are absolutely hilarious.
Not going to edit it.
All right, we're not editing it. Doing it live. This is still not the review. This is me just talking about it. Okay. I aspire to embrace the way they dive headfirst, sometimes literally, into character deaths. Spoiler alert! But if you're hearing this, it's not really a spoiler because you've already gone through it. Kavert was a beautiful soul who is much too kind for this world. May he rest in pieces.
Thank you to Gozer for intro and outro music. More of them over at Gozer _ music. 200 episodes, and we fucked it up again.
Yeah.
So we'll get it one of these times.
Yeah.
And just as...
murdered six people for no
reason. I only murdered two.
It's okay, we'll just time travel.
I didn't...
Yeah, we'll
I
just
didn't,
time travel. Sure.
I didn't murder anybody. I just said words.
And as always...
when you're murdering children in a church, scream botched, and you'll somehow summon us.
Yep. See you next week, nerd.
Eat the pizza.
Save the world.
Botch Podcast is proudly part of the Giant Size Team Up Network. For more shows like ours, head on over to www.giantsizeteamup.com. Sure, they're fine.
I don't think this expires.
No, beer like does not expire.
It's new. It's like it's like literally honey. The runoff from nuclear energy. That's what it is.
Nuclear.
The Fukushima flavor. Yeah.
You can really taste the shadows.
Chernobyl cherry.